Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much, and good morning, everybody. Good, beautiful Sunday morning, and welcome. We are here for the next 3 hours to talk about the plants at your place. By the way, if you're on your way to church, there are podcasts of the programs. If there's something that you have missed, we post podcasts by Monday or Tuesday each week at neilsperry.com. In fact, if you scroll back, I think you can hear every one of the podcasts that I've had here on the air in the 2.5 years that I've been here. So we're glad to have you. I need some phone calls. Let me rephrase that. I need some phone calls. Then we'll be glad to have you. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Tarrant County Master Gardener Jackie Peel. Nice lady. And Jackie is answering the phones for me this morning, screening the calls and getting you ready to go on the air, getting you all polished up and radio worthy. She's very nice. Give her a call. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. We're going to be talking about wintertime, but I'm sure we're going to be looking towards spring and some of the things that you need to be planting at this time, what you need to be doing for your lawn, your landscape, for your landscape design. This is a great time to talk about the plants that you might like to include in your landscape and how best to include them in your spring landscape projects. So we have lots of time. We have lots of topics we can cover. Give us a call. 800-288-WBAP as we get the program up and running. Had a wonderful opportunity, just an incredibly wonderful opportunity night before last Friday night. You heard me mentioning this last week. The McKinney Music and the Arts, the best of the fine arts program of the McKinney Independent School District, joined together in a fundraiser for Little Serenity High, the school that is too small to do a big fundraiser like that by itself. And it was held at the absolutely unbelievable Allen High School Performing Arts Center. And Allen High School being such a large campus, they have a beautiful performance hall. And we had 12 or 1,400 paying customers, plus I think probably 650 students performed on that stage that night. The best of the choirs and the bands and the orchestra. Our grandson Sam was in the last number sung. And help me, I am not as good on opera as I am on some of the other classical music, but Carmina Burana was the 20-minute performance that the McKinney North High School Orchestra Band and Choir did in combination to a standing ovation at the end of it. It still is putting chills up my spine, and to have Sam up there a part of that was just cool. There's no other way to say it, and so congratulations to them, but to all of the incredible talent that our youth has, and the teachers that bring out that talent, encourage, find that talent in the first place. My wife was in school and is still a music enthusiast. She was a clarinet major who played in the Ohio State Concert Band with Richard Stoltzman and several others who went on to wonderful careers in music. And she has taught me the importance of the fine arts in schools. She's on school board in McKinney, and boy, we are in love with what we saw Friday night. Support your local fine arts program in your schools, because that is just as important as athletics. I love athletics, but I love those fine arts. All right, that's my little sermonette for a Sunday morning, and a gratitude sermonette there. Thanks to the fine arts for their support of Serenity High through that concert. And Roy Rensenbrink, the director of fine arts in McKinney, you did well. And Trish Richman, his right-hand lady. Oh, you guys did great. Today's SPCA of Texas is a McKinney dog, Gracie, and I'm going to reach out and say something now. I hear from all shelters, not just the ones that I represent, the two SPCA shelters, but a lot of the other shelters, that it's really difficult now to get pets adopted. They're having a hard time. So many people are forgetting spay and neuter, and some of my pets don't get adopted. As hard as I work to try to get them adopted, they don't get adopted, and they're still there a week or two later. And I know they're safe. That doesn't worry me. It's just that somebody is missing out on some wonderful pets. Please go to one of the shelters. Adopt a shelter animal. These are loving, wonderful people. They are just like you. Most of us are mongrels. by our nature. I certainly am. I'm adopted. I have no clue. I don't know my mother, my father, don't know anything about them. And frankly, I know about the mother and father who raised me, and that's fine. And you will be the mother or the father who raises this dog, and you will be the one that this dog loves. Today's dog is Gracie, a beautiful Great Pyrenees mix with a stunning coat and a heart of gold. Gracie's 10 years old and was surrendered to the SPCA of Texas on December 21. Her previous owners just travel too much. They've started traveling a lot more and couldn't take care of Gracie. Gracie definitely has pep in her step. She loves going on walks, is completely house trained. Gracie gets along well with other dogs and children. So what do you say? Come meet Gracie and see why she should spend her golden years with you. She is a 10-year-old Great Pyrenees mix, Gracie. I've asked the SPCA, give me some of your more difficult dogs to adopt, and so I get some that are old, some that are fat, some that have three legs. I don't prefer normally large, aggressive dogs. I don't try to adopt those because I just don't think they're a good match for my audience. But 25 years we've done this. Please get to the shelter. The SPCA shelter in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720. Stacy, the shelter is just east of Custer Road on Stacy, and Stacy turns into Main Street, or Main Street turns into Stacy if you happen to be coming from Frisco. So it's 8411 Stacy. They're open noon to 6, 7 days a week, and the Dallas shelter is as well at 2400 Lone Star Drive. That's off I-30 and Hampton Road. 7 days a week, noon to 6. You can find all the pets they have up for adoption at spca.org/findapet. That's sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to be calling Encore at 888-313-313. 6862. That's a very important call. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. Even worse, if a tree is making contact with a power line, and if you're seeing sparking or a fire, you need to get out of there and call 911 right away. That's an emergency, and so 911 for that call. Before digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located, and to have help in locating them before you start, call 811. That's not an emergency call. That's just a high-priority call that lets people know that, hey, this is somebody about ready to start digging. Why don't we help them and find those utilities? So it's 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging. It's 911 if you see a major problem. If you just want to ask Encore about how far you need to be back when you're doing some pruning, 888-313-313. 6862. For more information, go to their website, Encore, Encore.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Garrison, president with Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano.
Hi, this is Johnny Hooper with Hooper Music Productions.
And I'm John Ingram of John Eagle Honda in Dallas.
Bob Brackman, you're listening to my friend Neil Sperry. Let's get back to Neil.
All right, nice people there, and they are my friends. Looks like we have several pruning questions coming up, and let's just plunge into the first one. Kathy and Salina. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help
have a
you?
Question. Oh, I have a question about, I planted 2 pecan trees 6 years ago. I've never pruned them. I didn't know how, and I got little twigs up and down them, and I don't know whether to do them close or far away, or if it's too late in the season.
No, it's the perfect time to trim any shade tree for that matter, and pecans would classify as shade trees in this respect. How long ago, 6 years, you said?
Yes.
All right, and how long in inches are those stems, those things up and down the trunk?
Oh, well, some of them a little further up are pretty long.
They're
like
branches.
A foot or so.
All right.
But most of them are a few inches.
Here is the way that we normally tell people to get a pecan through its first 3 or 4 years. You buy a tree that is hopefully And more of them are sold in containers now. But if it happened to be a bare root tree, and bear with me, there's a reason I'm doing this. The bare root trees that we would buy this time of year ought to be 4 to 6 feet tall. And those are pruned back by half at the time of planting. And then from that point on, you select the strongest straight trunk to become the new trunk. You prune them that way too. And this is years ago. This is not what you do now. You prune them that way to compensate for the roots that are lost. All right. So then you have this trunk coming up, and from that point on, I'm gonna give you details that pertain both to those original bare-rooted trees or to trees you buy from containers. The pecan growers want you to have what's called trashy trunk on your trees. You're supposed to keep those side shoots pruned back to about 4 or 5 inches. Because it has been found in their research that the trunks of the trees thicken up faster, are more supportive, and actually the trees will come into production faster if they have some of that stubble of growth down below. You don't let them grow and grow and grow. You keep them pruned back to 4 or 5 inches. And that would be the first maybe 4 to 5 feet of the trunk. From that point on, you're going to have some branches forming, and those branches you don't do a lot of pruning on. At this point, 6 years later, I think you probably can go ahead and begin to train them as tree form trees. Just remove some of those lower branches up. How tall are the trees, or how tall is the tree?
One of them is sort of stunted and always has been. The other one is about 6 feet tall.
All right. Were these bare rooted when they were planted?
No.
They were out of pots.
Yes.
All right. They shouldn't be stunted that long. You should have pecans that are 15 feet tall by now, 20 feet tall. So that may be a moisture thing, or they may have had some initial problem when you planted them that has continued on. You need to be really sure that the roots that are coming out from the trunk, from the taproot, do not encircle the tree. Sometimes when they're grown in pots, the roots wrap around and around and around, and they never get out of that habit. So you might want to dig around on one side of them and just see if you see what looks like a cobra coil of roots down there that are girdling the tree. That's a possibility. Otherwise, water and nitrogen and kind of go with the plan that I gave you. They're not so tall yet that you need to get out of that trashy trunk. Leave some of that stubble on them, 2 or 3 inches, and you'll be okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll go right back into the phone calls. That's my goal. Well, folks, your time is here. Our calendars are running out. We're down to just numbers of small hundreds, and it is going to be your last chance here sometime in the next few days to get the calendar, and I would really recommend that you go ahead and get it done. If you're right on that teeter-totter thinking, do I want the calendar or not, let me promise you, take the plunge. Because if you get the calendar and the magazine subscription, you say, well, it wasn't what I expected, I'll refund. You can't lose. I'll refund your purchase price. I don't remember the last time I've had to, because the folks say, wow, this does save me a lot of money. Almost everybody has a question about what is the best time to do this or that. I have those questions from time to time on new plants that I haven't grown before. And so this calendar has more than 10,000 words that tell you month by month what you need to plant in that month in bullet form. Here are the plants that need to be planted. And it goes for the whole state of Texas, what needs to be pruned, what needs to be fertilized in that month. And then the final one is what needs to be protected, either sprayed or granules put out or pruning done to remove tent caterpillars or whatever, and when you need to watch for those things. So you get all of that information, my prettiest calendar that I've published in 30 years, the 30 years that I've done them, and you get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the magazine, judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. You get it all with a one-third savings of the calendar by buying it today before 11 o'clock while we still have calendars. This could be the last call for the calendar. You get all of that for $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Call before we run out of calendars. Call now. Don't call if you haven't gotten your calendar. I think almost all of them are now in the mail. Anything that's been ordered. We've put extra people on the task this week to get caught up, and the weekend crew doesn't have access to that file anyway. But here is the number to call to subscribe, and you will get your calendar on its way within hours, within the next day or two. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Call before 11 today.
Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Our home landscape school is coming up next Saturday, just 6 days away, and it is always, for 18 years, it has been a very big event for us. We teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale, and we give you a one-on-one consultation, and it's just great. And that same phone number that I just gave you, you can call to sign up. We'll be talking about it this morning, but that number is 800-752-4769. But I wanted to take this ad to thank the sponsors who have made the Landscape School possible. AgPower in McKinney, my friends there, and thanks to Mike and Shirley and all the great people at AgPower in McKinney. Busy Bees Pest Control in the Metroplex area. They serve the whole Metroplex, and they are the best, and I'm glad to have them aboard, not only as an advertiser on my radio program, but as a sponsor of our home landscape school. Callaway's Nurseries. The people there are my friends, and they've been my friends for decades now, 24 years, something like that, and I'm really grateful to have them aboard and to be able to talk about Callaway's here on the air. Dixon Brothers, what can I say? Mary Traveland and her team there at Dixon Brothers, the Water Garden and Pond Supply Company in Mesquite. Proud to have them as my sponsors, proud to have Mary as my announcer here, and proud to have them as sponsors of the Landscape School. Encore Azaleas and the Southern Living Plant Collection. Oh, yes, they bring us some of the finest plants that we see anywhere. If you see the name Southern Living Plant Collection, you know that that is a superior and new plant that you probably haven't seen before. Encore Azaleas, of course, have been around 10 or 15 years, and they are the epitome. And finally, Rubel's Plants, with three locations, soon to have a fourth, serving the Dallas area with the finest in color and garden art and garden supplies and wrought iron and gifts and everything. Thank you, sponsors. You made it possible, our home landscape school for 2013.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
See, there goes one of those sponsors right now. Let me tell you about Arborological Services. This is a time that people think about trimming trees. This is a time that people see that there are weak branches. They think about cabling or limb removal or other things that might need to be done. This is a time that people notice roots of trees that are encroaching on the sidewalk or the driveway or, heaven forbid, the house, and they wonder how much of that root can I remove. Arborological Services has the answers to those questions because all these people think about is trees. I don't know what it must be like for them to show up in a regular dinner party. It must be an interesting conversation. I imagine they have to go out together because they talk about trees. They love trees, and these are some of the greatest people in the world. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have two state winners, State of Texas, best arborists in the year in the state of Texas, Russell Peters and founder owner Steve. And so you need to call Arborological Services. I really want you to do that. And I am hoping that you will give them a call for all of your tree works. And that is the Dallas area number of 972-442-1524, 972-442-1524. Tarrant County number is 817-849-1160, 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts with no spaces. It's Arborological Services. And I stalled out there on Steve Hauser's name, the owner founder. And the reason I did was Steve Barrett is his right hand office person who handles all of their marketing. And Steve Barrett lost his mom a week ago. And I, my head was there, and that's why I stalled. So my apologies there, but these guys are the greatest and 20-year advertisers in my program, Arborological Services. One more time through the phone numbers. Dallas area, 972-442-1524. Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. Russell at Whitney. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How can I help you?
I've got a question on pruning. I mean, pruning and trimming trees. We'll just kind of stick to the theme of the morning, seems like. I have got a large, very healthy, fruitless mulberry tree, and I have got to get some of this thing cut out. I'm afraid that if I don't, we're going to get one of these Texas thunderstorms, and I'm going to have it laying on the house, on the ground. And so I'm looking to trim a pretty good bit of this thing out of the center and do some real trimming on this thing. It's 30-plus years old. And I've also got a Florida cypress. It's about 15 years old, and I'm looking at giving it a little haircut, maybe just some 2- and 3-inch branches off of the lower area. And it's, again, it's a healthy tree. When's the best time of the year to do this? Is now okay?
That kind of pruning now is the best time. The dormant season in the winter is the best time because you can see what you're doing. I don't have any problem with what you were describing on the cypress. I'm not sure that I want to sign off on the mulberry. A lot of times I would, instead of just feeling like, oh, wow, that tree's going to fall down on my house, I better prune it. I would use the leaf size and the vigor of the tree as a good indicator. This is the perfect time to have an arborist look at the tree during the growing season or to get photos into a really good plant person, a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional, and say, does this look perfectly healthy to you? I think it is, but I just wanted another set of eyes. Because if the tree is healthy, there's no reason to assume that something's going to break and cause you problems. That mulberries are not notorious for breaking branches like hackberries are and some of the other plants. So that's the one thought. I would make sure that any branch you take off really needs to be removed, because a lot of times when we prune trees, we open up wounds, we do it improperly, we do all kinds of stuff that ends up doing a lot more damage than the tree was doing to itself without it. If you have branches that are near the roof and are dragging on it when they get wet with water during the growing season, I understand removing those. And this is the time to do that if you know which those branches are. But when people start talking about taking branches out of the center of a tree, I'm thinking those had better be either dead or damaged, or they better be rubbing on something and causing damage to something else, or else they need to stay there.
Well, and that's a lot of the problem that this thing has got, is that I've let it go unchecked for a few years. I've been real good about trimming some of the lower branches. I'm one of those guys that I like to be able to walk underneath the tree without smacking my head on a branch.
And I understand that, but you're dealing with a spreading type of tree. It's like a live oak. There are some live oaks that you just, if you want a tree you can walk beneath, plant a red oak, don't plant a live oak. Fruitless mulberries are not quite that descendant in terms of returning back to the ground, but they are eggs on their sides, trees. They just lay on their, you know, the canopy is kind of a flattened lollipop, and so you can't change the genetics. I've got to run to get Jerry's newscast up and running here in a second, but do your pruning one branch at a time. Start in each plant with the one that you know is the most obvious need. Step back and look at it, and that's why winter's the best time. You can see through the canopy and see what needs to be done next.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thanks, Russell. Rubel's Plants of Texas. Just mentioned them a moment ago. One of our landscape school sponsors, where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck in a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. You go see how that very small space has grown. Go down there this afternoon. They're open 365 days a year, except on leap years. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants could be found at Rubel's. 28 years later, the entire Rubel family works to expand that reputation for excellence, both in service and in the quality of plants and products. Rubel's grows their own bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. You think of a farm as having plowed fields. Man, that place is spotless. It's greenhouses and greenhouses and greenhouses, and then growing grounds alongside that are immaculate. They're good. Now, They're going to be opening their fourth retail location, Rosemead off George Bush Turnpike at Rosemead. And that'll be sometime later this spring. It's going to pair their full-service garden center with fresh fruit and locally grown vegetables. For now, these three locations are in play. The parent location at 601 South Pearl in downtown Dallas in the Farmers Market area, and they are huge and wonderful there. 601 South Pearl in Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, and then that Rosemead Parkway store will be at 3646 Rosemead Parkway. For more information, the main number downtown, 214-744-9100, open 8 to 6 every day of the year. Where Dallas goes for plants, it's Rubles.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I want to tell you right now about the Home Landscape School and what our goal is. I gave you that whole list of sponsors, which, for example, included Ag Power and McKinney, the John Deere and Steel dealership, and they have all kinds of utility vehicles and tools, and you get the job done right at Ag Power. Next Saturday, 6 days from now, and this is my last day to tell you about this, this one is a keeper. I have spent all of this past week working on the talks that I will give, much more than I've ever given in the Home Landscape School before. And Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, Stephen and I are going to be meeting tomorrow to do the fine-tuning of the final portions of what we're going to be talking about. Jimmy Turner with the Dallas Arboretum will be the third speaker. We have what we think will be a great day of teaching. We're going to teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. We're going to teach you appreciation of landscape design, what to look for as you plan your own spring landscape improvement projects, the best trees and shrubs, best annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, how to have fun with your landscape design, what needs to go where, how do you do it so it looks right, how do you not do it so it doesn't look wrong. Did I say that correctly? Now, it's $199 for one person. It's $239 for two people. We also give you, included in that price, a one-on-one consultation February 9 or 10 with a landscaping professional, a 30-minute consultation to finish your drawing. So you leave with a working plan for your landscape project. 18 years we've done this. It has sold out each of those years, and it is close to sold out right now. Register by calling the same number that you call for the wrap-up of the calendar offer, and that number is 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You must call before 11 today, 1-800-752-4769. It's time to check in with the WBP. I think that was a call letter in there, Jerry. WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Keep that music playing. Here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We've got 42 degrees at 8:30 now. The party about to start in Washington. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The Weather in Touch forecast, sunny and mild today with a high of 68. Partly cloudy down to 40 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cooler. Only 52 for the high, and then sunny and 57 on Tuesday, and about the same Wednesday through Friday. 42 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
I-35E northbound at the President George Bush Turnpike shut down because of an accident investigation. Traffic is diverted to east or westbound President George Bush Turnpike. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Commit to your New Year's resolutions and save all year long with 99 Cents Only Stores. Stay organized with a great selection of 2013 calendars for only 99.99 cents. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch. I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, it's a weekend of inaugural events in Washington, D.C. The president will be taking the oath of office for his second term. Ahmad Bradley reports there will actually be two swearing-in ceremonies.
President Barack Obama takes the oath of office today, shortly before noon, but the public swearing-in is tomorrow before hundreds of thousands on the National Mall. For that ceremony, the president will place his hand on Bibles that were once used by Abraham Lincoln and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And Vice President Biden officially sworn in just a few moments ago at the Naval Observatory. Gun advocates protesting against further restrictions on firearms gathered by the thousands yesterday at state capitals around the country, including in Austin. Many demonstrators carried rifles and pistols while others waved signs. Again, looking for a high today of 68 degrees. It is 42 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. With the forecast on demand anytime, day or night, call WBAP's Weather in Touch at its new number, 214-520-4300. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, next on WBAP.
Okay, so did the dynamic goat milking team of Croc Ferguson, or is it Ferguson Croc, did we win the goat milking contest at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo? You won't want to miss that story, I'm not kidding, Monday at 10 on the Chris Croc Show. Plus, we're going to talk about what went down at the president's second inauguration. Hopefully, Reverend Wright didn't show up and give a speech. Hopefully. That's coming up on Monday's Chris Croc Show. It all starts at 8 on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I am a recovering addict. I started using drugs just before my high school freshman year. About the middle of the year, I started making the wrong friends. I started skipping school, and my grades started to decline. I just really couldn't handle the guilt, and I just had to tell my parents. I think the public sometimes tries to stereotype us kids at Serenity High, but in reality, we are just the normal kids of every day. We try our hardest to make it through life. We have troubles just like everybody else. Without Serenity High, I would probably still be using drugs or in jail or worse, dead. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Christian, very, very much. Anybody who has a chance to spend some time with the students at Serenity High, as I do when I do those interviews, says, wow, those are great kids. They've made some mistakes. Who of us hasn't? And they're trying to get it back on track, and it is so cool to see that happen. And once again, if you just join me, we had the big fine arts presentation Friday night in support of Serenity High, the benefit concert. The McKinney Fine Arts Department of 600 or 700 of the finest in the dance and art and theater. Oh, some incredible theater kids. And music, just unbelievable music. And thank you. And that was all for Serenity High. And it was for the education and the continued recovery, most of all, of kids like Christian. Thank you. Tell you about Dalworth Clean right now, and then we're going right back to the phone lines. By the way, I only have two calls ahead of you. If you'd like to call right now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I want to tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. We had some friends who came to dinner last night. We met them at my magazine office, and we took them inside just momentarily to kind of show them around a little bit, and their first comment when they walked in was, oh my gosh, this carpet is fabulous. And I, like a proud father, said, it's brand new. It came from Dalworth Fine Floors, part of Dalworth Clean, my sponsor of 32 years. And so whatever your flooring needs, if you just want to have your carpet cleaned, deep down Dalworth cleaned, $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet cleaning, call Dalworth tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays, but you can call them tomorrow at 214-817-METRO. 267-8433. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They've won all the awards. They've been around all that time. They've expanded their business where now they clean, restore, repair, or, as in our case, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. We have wonderful vinyl flooring in our kitchen at our office, and they put that in. Of course they did. They're just the best. It's Dalworth Clean. 214-817-267-8433. Book online right now for additional savings. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. It's Dalworth.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve. That kind, very unassuming man is Mr. Tree in my eyes. Nobody is any better. Nancy in Dallas, how can I help you this morning? Thank you for calling and waiting. I went to the wrong line, Lee, and to Randall Will's point, I know you dropped off and called back. You're coming next. Stay with me, Randall. Nancy, how can I help you?
Hi. I have a dwarf pampas grass, and it has beautiful blooms at this point in time, and it seems to continue for at least another month or three. What I have read usually is that they need to be cut back at this point or in February. And it seems a shame to cut back all those blooms. Well, I didn't do it last year, and it seems to be fine.
Okay. What happens with pampas grass, several-stage thing? The plant grows vigorously during the spring and summer, and then in August or so, it begins to send out the pure silvery white plumes. And they're just beautiful for a month or two until they begin to take on some fall rains and they turn kind of a tan color. And if you like that tan color, they're fine to stay out there all winter. A lot of people prefer not to leave them there much beyond the time the leaves drop from the trees in November. And they'll go ahead and tidy the plants up. And then if there's any winter damage during December, January, February, they'll trim the plants themselves back. You don't have to. Pampas grass and dwarf pampas grass are evergreen grasses. Our problem here in the North Texas area is that they're also a little bit tender. It's a subtropical grass from Argentina, hence the name. And we do see winter kill on it sometimes, and you do need to cut that out. If that happens, you need to trim the leaves back. Very sharp-edged leaves, I'll warn you. And you have to do that. If you have to prune the plant itself, that must be done by early February, probably by the 10th of February, because the new growth comes up very early in the spring, late winter. And if you cut the new leaves, you're going to be looking at blunt-ended leaves all summer, and they're not going to be pretty. So you want to get that pruning done before the new growth starts. And you don't prune them clear back to the ground. You prune dwarf pampas grass probably to 18 inches and regular pampas back to 24 inches if you have to prune at all. That's everything you need to know about pruning, but it's like the other ornamental grasses. It's beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I prefer to clean them up, and that doesn't mean that I'm right and anybody else is wrong.
Any way to do the pruning strategically of just that dead part?
You can... you're talking about of the leaves or of the flowers?
The leaves.
Strategic,
hard, I know, but...
It's dangerous. Strategically means that you end up with cuts and wounds all over your arms. If I'm going to cut pampas grass, if it's had freeze damage, it usually is widespread enough that I will use a machete, and I'll put on long sleeves and gloves and long pants. I always am working long pants anyway, but I will cut with a machete or with something very durable, and I'll try to stay out of the way as much as I can of the leaves. They are like razor blades.
Okay, great.
All
thank
right.
you for
appreciate
your, help.
Your call. Thank you, Nancy. All right, now we go to Randall in Wills Point. Randall, how can I help you?
Hi. Hi. Have a live oak tree that just completely died, and it was planted about 5 years ago, and it's like 12 to 14 feet tall, maybe about three and a half, four inch diameter trunk. Mm-hmm. And I had a total of five of them planted at the same time, and this one is the only one that we've had a problem with.
Tell me how it went downhill before it died. They don't just die today, it's alive, tomorrow it's dead. What did you see?
Well, that's the problem. We didn't really notice anything happening until all of a sudden we see that it's just completely turned brown.
All right, and what month did that happen in?
It just yesterday's first time we noticed it.
And how long has it been since you've been around that tree prior to yesterday?
We walk by it, you know, all the time. It's in our front yard, so we're out there every day. But as far as looking up at the tree, the leaves, we just hadn't been doing that, I guess, because it's so...
Are the leaves still on the tree, Randall?
Yes.
All right, and so how brown are the leaves? Are they just milk chocolate brown over the entire tree?
Yeah, they are.
All right. I have no clue. Anything I'm going to recommend to you, even discuss with you at this point is a wild-eyed possibility. I have no clue. Option one, I'm just going to throw out things that cross my mind. First of all, the first thing that crosses my mind is, where is an arborist? Get me an arborist on this job right now, quickly, on-site help. Or second best by a long distance would be a photograph of the tree, perhaps posted to a... you're welcome to post it on my Facebook page. Let me see if I can see anything that way. But just looking at dead leaves won't help. The tree didn't die in the leaves. The tree died, if it has truly died, it died down in the trunk or root. So you got to have a photo of the whole tree with the other trees nearby, then maybe of the trunk, and then of the a branch or something, but not just a few leaves. Taking a few leaves to a nursery won't help any. If you can take a photo and some samples into a nursery, that is a distant second choice. The arborist would know to collect samples and send them to the Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab at Texas A&M. Oak wilt does kill live oaks. It does not kill them that quickly. I don't know of anything that would kill a live oak that quickly this time of year. Hypoxylin canker took a lot of live oaks and other oaks, red oaks especially, a year ago after the drought. And East Texas was hurt really badly by the drought, even more so proportionately than some of the other parts of the state. So hypoxylin canker is a possibility. Herbicide damage is a possibility, so is a gas leak, but those things don't happen quickly. It's also possible that you have one of your five live oaks that has severe issues with winter temperatures, and it may have just turned brown because the leaves have frozen. It happens all the time. You drive in Highland Park, where there are hundreds of live oaks, and up and down the tollway, and you'll see a genetic variation in the trees this time of year, where some have lost a lot of leaves, and some are still leafed out. I can't get any closer.
If that happened, will they come back?
That's why I wouldn't do anything. I would not take any action on this tree in terms of removing it until April or May, or April. April's sufficient, even late March. But I would, in the meanwhile, I'd get an arborist to look at it right away. If there's any disease involved, you need to know that so it doesn't spread to the other trees. I have no clue. I give myself an absolute and flat zero on my answer because I have no clue. I can't see it. It's just hard. You take the most durable animal in the world, a sea turtle, and the sea turtle that should have lived to be 150 dies at age 9, and you say, what's wrong with this? And you got to have a lot more to go on than just that. So I'm done. You heard that sound you heard was my head exploding. I got nothing to offer. All right. I wish I could help more, but post a photo on my Facebook page and that might give me some clues. I appreciate you.
I scraped the bark off of some of the lower limbs.
Right.
There's no green under the bark.
Yeah, you don't always see that. And that might also indicate that this tree's been dead for a while. It just died quickly.
I understand that we didn't see it.
That's the part of the whole discussion that surprises me the most, makes it most difficult. Yeah. I must run. I hope I helped. I don't know that I did, but anyway, I didn't charge you much for your answer. Have a better day. Thank you. All right, let me tell you right now about the offer from Niels. Let me tell you right now about the phone number because I got nobody. I have no calls. 800-288-WBAP. You will be next up if you call now. At least I can't see the screener aboard other than what shows up on my screen, but 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I need to give the number a little more often. Let me tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as we wind down the calendar offer. We're out of calendars. We have a small stack at my office now, and that's all we have left, and you need to call today if you want to make sure you get one. It's my 2013, of course, Texas Gardening Calendar that has more than 10,000 words that will tell you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Everything successful in gardening, it leans heavily on doing it at the right time. That's especially true in Texas, where our weather conditions change so much with that time. So we have more than 10,000 words, hundreds and hundreds of bullets that tell you month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray the plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. It's a beautiful calendar. It's my 30th annual. I know you're going to like it, and you save one-third on it by buying it today before 11 o'clock with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. And you get all of that for $38.95. Our magazine has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Our garden writers are from Texas, and they are veteran garden writers in this state. Now, that's our 27th year of the magazine and the 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and all that information for $38.95 and $3 little for postage and for the box to mail the calendar to you. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, but you must call before 11 while we still have calendars. Remember, we are down to just a short stack of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is your best resource for anything aquatic. For 40 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. Most pool pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or has just stopped working, give Dixon Brothers a call at 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard can be installed, automatically turning your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms back up. Easy for you and great for your pool. If Old Man Winter has already frozen your pool equipment, call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for repair service. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and your time has run out. Our home landscape school is next Saturday, January 26. All day long in Plano, we will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entryways and front gardens and fun patios and backyards. You'll learn how to design a landscape project to scale. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will join me. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will be your teachers. You even get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro to complete your design Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas. It's $199 for one person, $239 two people, same household, one consultation per household. All of that, but your time is running out. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com to sign up. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call now.
The first local news of the hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. You need to go meet these folks. They are as nice as you will ever find in the retail business, retail and wholesale business. They do sell to contractors. In fact, that is why they are so active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. These people are ultimately highly respected. They are true businessmen. Mike Wisnand took over this business from his father. His father founded it in 1983. I never knew Mike's dad, but I've known Mike and his son Derek. Derek is now in his mid-20s, or mid to late 20s, and I've known them since Derek was 5 or 6 years old. I think the world of these people, and their stone yard is just a joy. It's a treasure chest, a treasure hunt. I don't know how you are. I asked people on my Facebook page yesterday, what do you collect? And I mentioned one of the things I collect is rocks. And I had 4 or 5 people say, everywhere I go, I love natural stone. And I bring it back. Well, they've brought it to you, 22 acres worth. You can just go over there. It's like taking a trip all over America. They have every kind of stone you could possibly want for every use. And they know their stone, and they know their contractors. If it's a big job that you can't do by yourself, they know the people to recommend to you. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at their display gardens, and that's at 4501 East Loop 820 South, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. You can go to their website, whiz-q.com. Derek does their website for them. He is really talented. WHIZ-Q, as in quarry, whiz-q.com, 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, closed Sundays. It's WhizQ Stone, 817-429-0822. And they're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Buck in University Park, you're on the air. How may I help you, Buck?
Morning, Neil. Morning. I've got a hydrangea that was in a pot and dormant. I was keeping it relatively, keep it watered. And I noticed it came out the other day, and our lawn guys had decided to hack it back, chop it off back to the ground.
Oh.
So, I'm assuming, I assume it's not going to come back. But I didn't want to throw it out if there's any chance it would come back.
No, it'll come back. What you will get is what florists call blind shoots. Hydrangeas should always be pruned right after they bloom in the spring, early summer. Because what you don't want is a lot of really strong vegetative growth that will develop as just leaves. You won't have any floral bracts. But
okay.
No, it'll come back. It'll come back. I'd just sit tight and kind of scold them. They need to know better than that. There are enough hydrangeas in Highland Park, University Park. They don't need to do that.
I was a little surprised, but it happens, so we'll just see how it comes back.
I wish everybody I worked with could have that kind of wonderful attitude. You're tops. But it'll come back.
Okay. I
appreciate your call. Thank you, Buck, very, very much. Nice guy. Let's go to Verl in Milford. I don't know anybody other than Dorothy in Milford. Verl, how are you?
Doing well. How about you, Neil?
I'm doing well. I bet you know Dorothy, don't you?
No, I don't. I actually live out in the country.
Gotcha. All right. Well, how can I help you? I may have to carry you over till after the news, but I thought maybe I could help in a hurry.
Okay. I have a small vineyard with Champenelle wine grapes that I reclaimed from a pasture. The native grasses are a really stout bunch grass. The locals call it King Ranch clump grass. I'm not sure that's what it is.
A KR blue stem, probably.
Well, it's pretty heavy duty.
Yep.
I need to control that on my rows under the trellises between my plants, and I'd like to use a pre-emergent if I can.
Oh, I don't think you can use a pre-emergent. That's a perennial grass, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
What you ought to do is, first of all, tune me in 2 weeks from today when I have the state fruit and pecan and grape specialist on the air all morning, and call Dr. McEachern that morning. My suggestion is going to be that you look into wrapping the trunks with foil and spraying with a glyphosate between the rows. I got to run. Hang on.